W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. After a series of short hospital stays, the office of former President Jimmy Carter says he will spend his remaining time at home with hospice care.
A statement from the Carter Center says the former president has the full support of his family and his medical team as he spends his final days undergoing care at home. Jimmy Carter, who is 98 and is the oldest living president, has overcome serious health problems, including in 2015 when he was treated for melanoma that had spread to his brain. He defied the odds when he was pronounced cancer-free later that same year. The Carter Center announcement did not say whether the cancer has returned or what prompted the 39th president of the United States to decide to transition to hospice care. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Officials in Ohio are once again telling residents that the air and water are safe after the massive train derailment in East Palestine. Toxic chemicals were released following that incident. Correspondent Michael George.
After backlash from residents and lawmakers, the CEO of rail operator Norfolk Southern visited East Palestine Saturday.
I'm here to support the community, and if you'll excuse me, that's where I'm headed right now, to meet with some community members.
The company has promised to pay for the cleanup, but it faces lingering questions about safety. This after another derailment Thursday near Detroit. And just last month, Norfolk told investors its accident rate has been rising for the last 4 years.
Any chemicals remaining in the Ohio River will likely pass through the Cincinnati area in the morning, say officials. In Philadelphia, a Temple University police officer is shot and killed. KYW-TV's Marcella Baeto.
The university says the officer was attempting to catch a suspect in a robbery of a convenience store. However, Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said the shooting happened when the officer tried to intervene during a carjacking.
Happening way, way too much. And PPD is doing everything that we can to make sure that not only is this person responsible, taken into custody and brought to justice, but for every other suspect out there that is doing the same.
Now, we're still unsure if either of these incidents are connected.
The first funerals were held for students murdered during Monday's mass shooting at Michigan State University. WWJ-TV's Luke Laster was at the funeral for 20-year-old Alexandria Verner.
Amazing graves, how sweet.
Memories shared during the funeral of a young life taken too soon. Long hugs and tears, remembering 20-year-old Alex Verner. 5 days after the deadly shooting, family, friends, and community members gather at Verner's hometown of Clawson to look back on her life.
And mourners in a Detroit suburb also said goodbye to 20-year-old sophomore Brian Fraser. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Yeah. special sunset. No direction.
We are local music, kicking off the 8 o'clock hour with a double dip of Marston. Love the new Marston. It's so rock and roll, so clean. That song was called Running in the Dark. Tune it out to kick it off before that. Hey, everybody, welcome to Max Inc. Radio here on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting statewide, but near, you know. I want to say hello to our friends up in Green Bay on WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. We love the Fox Valley. We love Kat from VO5. Thank you for stopping in, Kat. I love that hat, too. Also, thanks to everybody up in Amory, Wisconsin, on the western side of Wisconsin, on WLAK, 1260 AM. And we're, of course, we're in Madison Rocker here on Mad Radio, WMDX 92.7. There's a lot of action in the talk studio right now.
There is. Everybody, our last guests are taking off, Kat and Emily and everybody. Oh, boy, it's fun here tonight at live radio, Jimmy.
Behind the scenes, you know, it's we have the privilege of having the behind the scenes then the radio folk don't have that out there. But only if you could hear what's going on off air here, you know?
Good stuff.
What's coming up in the rest of the show, Rocker?
Hey, Jimmy, we still have Fall to Rise, Betty Rise. I guess right now they're doing a sound check.
They're doing a sound check
at the Red Rooster. So we'll get her in just a minute. And then Devil's Lair tonight. Paul Flipowitz, he is going to be in the Devil's Lair talking about his new album, Pier 43. And then Max Inc. Heavy with Jimmy K. and Rocker, 10 p.m. to midnight. We'll be interviewing Eric LaBrosse of The Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios. Plus, Essential Last Crack, Jimmy.
Looking forward to talking to Eric. It's been a while. If you're looking for a live show tonight, maybe head out to the Red Rooster and see Fall to Rise. They're awesome, and their new music is great. And they've been off for a while, but now they're coming back. They're re-energized, and they're ready to rock Madison. Fall to Rise. And we'll get Betty on the phone as soon as she calls in. I do got rock and roll on the way from Rogue Rat Rocker. Nate sent me new music today for Rogue Rat. Normally, this is Max Inc. Heavy, but I'm going to sneak it in this hour, okay?
Oh, boy. Yep. We're getting heavy.
A little punk rock and roll never hurt anybody. Mars Hall just around the corner right now. Radio for Pets. This song is called About Nothing on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Perry Steven Pulido. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Radio, we are local music. That's Mars Hall, Piece by Piece. They got a big show coming up on Wednesday, March 15th. They're opening for Angel. Remember those guys from like the 80s, maybe 90s? I guess mostly 80s, Angel Rocker. You know those guys.
Yes, I do. That was 80s, Jimmy.
It was 80s, yeah. I was young there. Autumn Gray also doing that show. It's Wednesday, March 15th at the High Noon Saloon. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. We're hoping to get Fall to Rise on. So here's the deal. They're at the Red Rooster right now. They're doing a show, and they were doing sound check, and you know how it is at a live show? There's probably hundreds of people pulling you hundreds away. We might have to get Fall to Rise on next week.
Okay, Jimmy. Well, we'll see if she calls in.
We'll see what happens. In the meantime, Paul Flipowitz, he's en route to Mad Radio. He's going to perform live in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. And Erica Bros from the Heroes Lie and Cherry Pit Studios. Rocker, I'm really excited to talk with Eric. He's kind of legendary, you know?
He has done a lot of bands, especially a lot of bands that play right here on Max Inc. Radio during the Max Inc. Heavy. Imperial Fall, Saint Tragedy,
Sunspot,
Blame It on Cain, just a ton of different bands. Too many to list.
Yeah, really.
Great producer.
Good stuff. That's coming up tonight after 10 o'clock. So Rogue Rat has a new album coming out on April 1st. They have a CD release show at the Barley Pop with Cold Black River and the Warhawks. I was going to include this in Max Inc. Heavy, but I can't wait, Rocker. I got to hear this right now. Brand new Road Rack. It's called Drop Strip Queen on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Go.
She runs hot, highly modified.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. That's brand new Rogue Rat there from Satisfaction Guarantee, dropping on April 1st. Make sure you check out the CD release show happening at the Barley Pop Live with Cold Black River and Warhawks. Love the new Rogue Rat. Thank you for sending it in today, Nate. Appreciate that. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three locations in Madison, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
CBS News Brief. The Carter Center has announced that former President Jimmy Carter is in hospice care at his home. The 98-year-old worked with many charities after his time at the White House, including Habitat for Humanity. CEO Karen Haycox.
He would ask you to care for your community. He would ask you what you might do to help your neighbor.
Norfolk Southern is still being criticized after one of its trains in Ohio derailed and released toxic chemicals. Environmental and consumer advocate Erin Brockovich.
Norfolk, being in charge, chose to dig a hole and they took the liquid hazardous materials from the train cars and dumped it down that hole. Now, that's just going to go straight to the aquifer.
Temple University is reeling after one of its police officers is shot to death. KYW-TV's Marcella Baeto.
Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw said the shooting happened when the officer tried to intervene during a carjacking.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostofsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostofsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostofsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
No, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
8:32 here at Max Inc. Radio. I was just got a text from Betty from Fall to Rise. Sadly, she can't make it on the phone with us tonight, but she asked me to ask you to get your tails down to the Red Rooster here in Madison because they're about to hit the stage. Here's their latest song. It's called Two Strangers from Bread and Chocolate. It's Fall to Rise on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I tried so hard.
today.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Did you really think that the
Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. That's the Earthlings. Had to Do It For Myself from Terra Obscura, their 2022 release. They got a show coming up Friday, February 24th with Steez, The French Connection, a tribute to Draft Punk, Justice, Air, and more at the Majestic, featuring, or I should say, special guest, the Earthlings. Nick Nice is going to be there, too. DJ Nick Nice. He's pretty cool. How you doing, everybody? Hope your Saturday is going well. Paul Flipowitz is just moments away from walking into the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's pizza, then there's Sal. In the meantime, we got some blues on the way from Mojo Radio, Buffalo Nickels, just around the corner. And go back to 2019 for this. I love this band, Soul Symmetry. This is from their 2019 release. Are you feeling free? Are you feeling free? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Feeling Free, that Soul Symmetry from 2019 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Paul Flipowitz live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Be sure to stop by the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us. Check out all the podcasts while you're there. Check out all the other cool shows on the network. Plus, get that Civic Media app on your phone right away. Take us anywhere, civicmedia.us. Mojo Radio just around the corner. This is Buffalo Nichols and Friends from Meet Me at the Bottom on Max Inc. Radio.
Sunshine crept into my bed today, but I wasn't in the mood, so I kindly turned away and waited till he grew too tired to blow. 'Cause he shows me things that I don't wanna know. I do appreciate the ones who try to reach out to the lonely, the nervous and the shy, those who try their very best to break through walls, but never wonder why I built them up at all. To pretend, to understand.
We got to tell the devil no, people, and chase him out, and ride forward into the kingdom of heaven. Can I get an amen?
Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.